The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 6th Chapter, Text Number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 11th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Ko griheshu pamayan saptam atmanam aditindriya Sneha-pāsai-dhirai-baddhai usaheta-vimuchitam. The point is discussed, how one can get out of the bondage of material existence, vimuchitam. But people do not know that this is my business. How to get out of this entanglement? They do not know even what is that entanglement. Such situation is going on. And they are passing as scientists, philosophers, big, big politicians, but do not know what is the aim of life. The aim of life is vimochitam. We are spirit soul, eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire nitta sasatoyam. They do not know. At the present moment, almost everyone, 99.9% people, they do not know what is our problem and how to get out of it. They do not know. Ignorance, stupidity, murha, nati vidu sartha gating vishnu durasayaji bahiratha manina andhajathandhai rupaniyamana tepi satantra. Purudhāmi badhyā, again the same thing. Isatantra, purudhāmi badhyā. We are bound up, hands and legs, by the tantra, shackles or rope of nature or God. We are not free. Isatantra badhyā. We are not free, still we are trying to excel the Supreme Personality of God. The modern scientists are very much proud that they have advanced very much, so that there is no need of talking about God. This is the material civilization. So many wonderful things are going on. They cannot explain even how things are going on. And still they are proud of scientific advancement and declare there is no God. This is foolish civilization. Narādhama. Namāna viskidanam mūrhā. And they are engaged in sinful activities. To serve the population, janma, janma means to jana badhi, they are killing. That means increasing problem. They do not know the actual fact that by this killing process, they are increasing the problem of life. So, what is due to? This is due to sneha-pāsai-dhira-bhadhyam. We are bound up by the shackles of nature, and it is due to our attachment for material existence. Attached. And we have to undo this attachment. Vairāga. Undo the detachment means vairāga. Detach. That is the thing necessary. So, how we become detached? We are so much attached. How we can become detached? That is also given. The process is given in the Bhagavatam. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yogam Prayojitaha. If you engage yourself in executing devotional service to Vasudeva. Vasudevi Bhagavati. Vasudeva means the Supreme Personality of God. Most opulent. Bhagavati, Bhagavan means the most opulent. Full six kinds of opulence. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. What does that mean? You cannot become liberated by any other means except Bhakti Yoga. That is important. Bhaktyamava Vijanati, Javan Jaschanta. Krishna said, you can simply become liberated by the bhakti process. There are many processes, accepting those are, they are also different processes. But nothing is powerful except the process enunciated by God Himself, Krishna. He said, bhaktyāvāma vijānāt, javān yacchāmitam, vāsudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayati āsu vairāgyam. That is detachment. And bhakti yoga means vairāgya yoga. Vairāgya vidyā niya bhakti yogam. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained this verse in connection with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities, so who is this personality? So he explained, he composed 100 verses in with reference to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Some of them are available, mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, first of all, ascertaining Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhattacharya says that this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, enunciated by, inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is this? The vairāgya vidyā. This is the instruction or lesson or education, vidyā, education. It is vairāgya vidyā, detachment education. It is not attachment education. The material education means attachment education. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, jaro-vidyāsa māyār vaibhav. Our attachment for this material world, it is māyā, illusion. Māyā sukhāya bharamo bhato vimūrā. This material happiness is made by māyā. And they are making gorgeous arrangement, these fools understand, māyā sukhāya bharamadu bahato vimūrā. They are making gorgeous arrangement. Why? Because they are vimūrā, all rascals. Why rascals? They are scientists, they are philosophers, that's all right. But after making all these arrangements, you are under the clutches of māyā. You are not free. from the classes of Maya. So, why you are wasting time in this way? You did not make any solution or any assurance that whatever you are creating for enjoyment, you will be able to enjoy. No, that is not possible. That they do not see. They are constructing big roads, motor cars and skyscrapers, buildings, but there is no assurance that he will be able to enjoy. That is not possible. At any moment, finish. Your skyscraper building, your big road, your big motor car, it will remain where the manufacturer, and you have to leave. That they do not see. This is called mura. Mura. Nabhijanati. They are afraid of death, but on account of foolishness, they declare, oh, we are not afraid of death. They are afraid. Actually, we should not increase our foolishness. Human life is meant for utilizing our intelligence. That is human life. Instead of utilizing intelligence, if we increase our foolishness, that is the wrong type of civilization. That is not actual civilization. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very kindly inaugurated this civilization, Krishna consciousness, the same thing as it is confirmed in the Vedas, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam. Ask very soon. The examples are here. You are Europeans, Americans. You are attached to so many things, but because you have taken the Krishna consciousness, means Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yogam. You have come to Vrindavan to worship Vasudev, Krishna, or in your country we have established so many temples. In account of being engaged in the devotional service of Vasudeva, although you are young boys and girls, you have given up so many nonsense. This is called Vaidarbha. This is called Vairagya, detached. Meditating is the general life of Europeans and Americans, but at the present moment, if somebody offers you millions of dollars and he requests you that you take some meat with me, I think you will deny it. This is called Vairagya. This is Kalvaya. I am actually seen. Our Bhagavani was sent to his father. I advised him that your father has big business, just take it for Krishna consciousness. So father was very glad, his father. But he offered meat. And when he said, father, daddy, I cannot take meat. Then the father became angry. He drove me out. He didn't know who the father. So he came back. The young man, father's property, he refused to take it. So this is Vairagya. And the whole Krishna consciousness movement means Vairagya Vidya, the education of Vairagya. Detached. Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yogam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. And he wanted to teach the people this Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yogam. As Krishna, he commanded, just give up all this nonsense engagement, sarva-dharmān parityajya, māmekam śaraṇam, just surrender unto me, that is good for you. I shall save you from the reaction of your sinful activities. Material life means simply sinful activities. Simply. Even though there is some covering of pious activities, that is also sinful. Here in this world, it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Daitya Bhadra Bhadra Sakali Sama. Daitya means in this world of duality, Bhadra and Abhadra. We have manufactured so many things, we say this is very good and this is bad. Bhadra Abhadra. Bhadra means good and Abhadra means bad. But Chaitanya Charitamrita Kar, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he says that these good and bad concocted, they are neither good nor bad, they are the same thing, material world. Daitya Bhadra Bhadra Sapalitam. Then how things are going on, this is good, this is bad. Na ei bhala ei manda sama mono dharma. This is mental concoction. In the material world, there cannot be anything good. It is bad. If there is real good, then that is spiritual world. Shuddha sattva. Sattva, in the material world, there are three gunas. Of course, sattva is accepted as very good, the mode of goodness. But above this goodness, there is Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness is goodness. No, this goodness is polluted with ignorance and passion. Therefore we see in the material world, a person, very good, but yesterday morning we are discussing about Brahma. Very good, but sometimes he is also polluted. Therefore it is not pure goodness, this material. If there is goodness, it is not pure. There is always a chance of being polluted by the other base qualities, ignorance and passion. Because here cannot be pure goodness. Pure goodness is Krishna consciousness platform. It is devotion. If you keep yourself rigidly on the platform of devotional service, then you are pure goodness. And as soon as you are slack, immediately the other two base qualities will attack you. Therefore it is very difficult to keep pure goodness. May take for example, goodness is Brahmala. How at the present moment the Brahmana, the hereditary Brahmana by birth, how they have fallen on account of attack of these base qualities. But they are trying to keep their Brahminical platform in spite of being polluted by the other two base qualities. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita offers statement that ei bhala ei manda sam mana dharma. Even if you are raised to the Brahmana quality, there is always chance of falling down. So therefore, you have to keep always in the transcendental platform. Brahma-bhūta prasanna-atmā natura-kati. Even from Brahma-bhūta platform, one falls down. One who is already mixed or merged into the Brahma, they fall down. Āruncha kṛcchena parama padama tataha padanti alah. Why? Halalita jismatangraya. Unless one is very religious devotee, if he has approached the other teacher, namely the Brahma teacher, Brahma Paramatma and Bhagavan, so he falls down. And why? That is this attachment. Sneho pasai drahi bhajyam. Drahi bhajyam. That I was citing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. Jaro vidya sab mayar vaibhav. Tomar bhajane badha. Anitya samsare mohajanmaiya jeev ke koroye gadha. Gadha means Ustrakhara. Ustrakhara. So, the so-called advancement of civilization means the living entity is always compared as an ass. Instead of becoming intelligent by material education, one becomes more and more first-class ass. Jaravidya sab mayar vaibhav, tomara bhajane badha. Because the more you become advanced in so-called material civilization, you'll forget God. Mayar vaibhav. Maya's business is to keep you always sleeping, forgetting God. This is Maya. This is Maya. The more you forget Krishna, the more you are under the influence of Maya. The jaravidya sa Maya vaibhav. If you increase your volume of material civilization, then more and more you'll forget God and you'll be attached to this material world, Maya Maya. The people are increasing more and more and becoming under the clutches of Maya. That is, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. Clutches of Maya means birth, death, old age and disease. This is Maya's shackle or rope. They do not care for you. They do not take into account that I am eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. I do not die even after the destruction of this body. So why shall I suffer in this way? Repeatedly birth and death, and that is also not only convenient, but very much painful. Today you are American or something, or Indian, but tomorrow if you become a tree in the American land, then what is your position? Do not care for it, do not understand it. Therefore, this mayar vaibhav, this advancement of material civilization, is mayar vaibhav. Therefore, the Vedic civilization is voluntarily accepting poverty. Voluntarily. Vedic king, they voluntarily accepted poverty. Vibhushan, don't go to the past of very big Bharat Maharaj and others. Even Lord Ramchandra. Take recent history within 500 years. Rupa Goswami, the chief minister of the government of Bengal, most opulent position, Takyatu Lamasi Samandalapati Sani, the Vijayan mendicant, voluntarily accepting Saptakurnamasi samandala padasani sadha tuchyabha. Oh, what is this nonsense, Buddhism, minister, opulent life? Kick it off. They are not fools, the politicians, but why they kick it off? Then, what they become? Bhutyadiva ganesa kau karunaya kau pina kanthasto. They become mendicants. So voluntarily accepting poverty. This is Indian civilization. This is basic civilization. Not to increase material opulence, but to decrease. The more you decrease your civilization. And the Western country, if you decrease, so if you instruct them to decrease this nonsense activities, robot type civilization, they will say, oh, this is primitive. Primitive. This tendency is primitive. But actually, the primitive civilization, not primitive, that is, very sober civilization, or not. Instead of increasing unwanted necessities, decrease. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. Anartha upasamam sāsād bhakti yugam adhokhari. Lokasya ajānata vidyāna chakri sāsatha saṅgītā. The sāsatha saṅgītā Bhagavat is there. Simply to decrease this unwanted so-called material civilization. It is very difficult to understand, but our Krishna consciousness movement is for that purpose. We are interested to construct a nice temple, but we are not interested to construct a very big skyscraper building for people generally, no. You should live very humbly. But for Krishna, we can, India you will find, there are so many valuable temples which cannot be constructed at the present moment. You will see in this lava that the broken Govindaji's temple, it is not possible to construct such costly temples at the present moment. Even by spending crores of rupees, you cannot construct. But one who had money, they used it. It is engaged for Krishna's comfort. This is bhakti. This is bhakti. For Krishna, the Vrindavan means everyone is engaged how to keep Krishna in comfort. This is Vrindavan life. Not for personal comfort. Whole Vrindavan is engaged, beginning from Mother Yashoda, Nanda Mahal, the young gopis and the young cowherd boys. That is Vrindavan. Krishna is the center. So, the more we become engaged with the view to give King Krishna the comfortable position, that is our aim of life, then we can be liberated. Sneha pāsai virai vadham. So, we should not be very much interested for personal comfort, but the comfort of the superior Krishna, then it will be possible to get out of these material clutches. That is called vairāgya. Dīrha pāsī baddha. At the present moment, we are bound up by the laws of material nature. And if we want to undo it, then we should learn vairāgya. Vairāgya nija bhakti yogam sikha tameka purusa purāna sri krishna caitanya sarīra dhāri pipām buddhiddhas tamaham prapadye. This is Sarvabhauma's tattva. If you want to get out of this material bondage, vairagya vidya, then learn bhakti yoga. So this Krishna consciousness movement means vairagya vidya. To get detached, don't increase attachment. Try to decrease attachment. Then you will be successful. Thank you very much.